This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Federal money to treat and prevent opioid addiction in rural counties would have targeted predominantly white areas around the country, skipping New Mexico. The feds changed their plans after KUNM reported a year ago about who was being prioritized. Last week, the state's congressional delegation announced that New Mexico will pull down $2 million more of that funding. Rio Arriba County, with one of the highest overdose death rates in the U.S., is planning to use the money to train more physicians and counselors who can treat addiction, create more outpatient options, boost access to overdose reversal medication, track infectious diseases. The list goes on, and it's long. The county's Health and Human Services Director, Lauren Reichelt, says the funding will help turn the tide of the decades-long epidemic that's touched most everyone's life in that area.
This money really helps us to build our capacity to meet the need. We have some really good programs, but the reason it feels to the public like nobody's doing anything is because we don't have enough of them.
To really see big, long-lasting change in northern New Mexico and everywhere else, she says, substance use has to become a health issue and stop being a criminal issue handled through courts and jails. This funding is going to help make that structural shift, she says, in Rio Arriba County. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.